Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Essentially, what we're doing is closing the plants here and moving them to India and China, where the environmental standards are nowhere near as stringent. And then I guess we'll ship our stuff back in after polluting more. And remember what climates are, John Kerry told us. This is the truth.
Almost 90% of all of the planet's emissions, global emissions, come from outside of U.S. borders. We could go to zero tomorrow, and the problem isn't solved.
Not only is it not solved, it's getting worse. Because we use these policies, we shut these plants, manufacturers can't depend on them. That manufacturing goes overseas. And again, China does not give a rip if there are haze clouds over the sea. They don't care who it kills. They'll just make more people, I mean. India, same thing. A lot of India is very desperately poor. It's not educated. And they do not have the stringent environmental codes that we do. Theirs are better than China, but they're not. Ours are much better. So this is just an exercise in pure destruction for the sake of destruction. It will accomplish absolutely nothing but to punish the people I think that the left hates the most, and that's Americans. So, I mean, nobody's even thinking at this point. I mean, everybody's walking around, including Biden going, well, you know, we can't depend anymore. Because look at the supply chains. We can't depend anymore on these foreign countries. We need to bring this stuff back home. Well, how? If you can't charge your Tesla and you have to leave your AC on, 78, how are you going to run a factory? You're not. And that's the point. That's the point. This is why the Canadians went bonkers this week. And we talked about that earlier. The province of Alberta is run by very conservative Canadians that are very like-minded to us. And they sent the leader of one of the provinces, Alberta, down here to say, listen, we have a ton of natural gas. We got a ton of oil. We could sell it to you. You don't need to buy it from Venezuela. You don't need to, play footsie with those dictators. You buy it from us. But the White House won't even consider it. Why is that? Because they have plentiful, affordable energy supplies. That's why. The kind you could run factories on endlessly. It would cost a little more because we'd have to ship it down here. It's a little extra cost, you know, whether we just digging it ourselves, fracking it ourselves. But you could reliably run factories, and that's what they don't want. They do not want production. They don't want it. It's okay if India does it in China. That's fine. And it's okay if there's a funky cloud over the factories and the cities they're in. That's cool, too. Folks, let me tell you this. The biggest lie the left's ever told us is, one, that they believe in climate change, and two, that they care about it. They do not. Every one of these climate policies results in more pollution, not less. They do not care about climate change at all.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.